当我们了解我们所处的环境，我们就知道我们面对着很多的挑战跟困难。
When we have understanding of the situation we dwell in, then we're able to face our challenges and difficulties.
我们要经过这些挑战跟困难，而且要胜过。
And we need to surpass the challenges and difficulty and to overcome them.
所以我们要坚持信仰到底。
And therefore we need to persist on our faith till the end.
我们要勇敢的为主到底。
And we need to be brave for our Lord until the end.
我们要侍奉主到底。
And we need to serve our Lord until the end.
我们要存着活泼的盼望到底。
And we must have this hope, this living hope until the end.
那当我们这样做立志的时候，我们在生活当中我们应该怎么来实行。
And after we have made such a determination, then how do we carry them out in our daily lives?
第一个我们常常想到我从什么来得到满足。
And so first of all, oftentimes we think about from what source do we gain our satisfaction from?
有很多的层面会让我们觉得满足。
And there are many different aspects and levels where we may gain our satisfaction from.
但是如果我们要胜过环境，我们必须要常常记得神是我们最大的满足。
But if we want to overcome our surrounding environment, we must always remember that God is our ultimate source of satisfaction.
当你对自己觉得很满意、很满足的时候，你要问自己这个满足是从哪里来的。
And whenever you find yourself content or satisfied with yourself, then you need to ask where does this satisfaction come from?
力量能够让我们来胜过困难。
And power and strength can allow us to overcome challenges.
但是我们要问一下，这个力量哪里来的？
But then we need to ask, where does the strength come from?
很多时候是在好的环境之下，因为我们自己的意志力，我们显得有力量。
Yeah, many times under a good circumstance, we may tell ourselves that we have the strength.
所以好像我们也可以面对胜过的一些困难。
So it may seem as if we have the ability to overcome certain difficulties and challenges.
但是其实这个是不可靠的。
But the truth is that it's not reliable.
我们要看看我们的力量是不是从神的恩惠来的。
And what we need to do is find out whether or not our strength comes from the grace of God.
再来，我们常常想一下，我们是不是站在神的旨意当中？
And we often examine, ponder to ourselves whether or not we stand within the will of God.
我们很努力，而且也好像做好了一些事情。
And we may have put in our effort, and it might seem as if we have accomplished certain things.
但有些时候我们并不一定是站在神的旨意当中。
But there are many times that we may not be standing within the will of God.
想想看，我们所做的是不是为了神的名、神的荣耀。
And think about whether what we do is for the glory, and the sake of God.
我们也从真正的休息里头来得到力量。
And we also obtain and regain the strength from true rest.
那我们是不是真的是在主的怀抱里头来得到休息，来得到安息
？And have we truly regained the strength and rest, within His embrace?
那就是看看我们是不是常常能够过着一个交托神的生活。
And this has to see whether or not we constantly live a life of entrustment.
我们常常说信靠神，但是没有交给神。
Oftentimes we say to trust in God, but we do not fully let go.
那有两个可能。
And there may be two possibilities.
一个，我们根本也没有做到我们应该做的本分。
And the first is that we have never or we have not done our share of the duties.
那第二个就是我们嘴巴说信靠神，但是我们没有真的来交托神。
And the second is that we merely say with our lips that we trust in God, but our heart does not trust in Him.
所以我们并没有真的这个安息在主的怀抱里。
So we have not truly and fully rested within His embrace.
所以我们还是觉得不能够安静下来。
So many times we still can feel that we're not able to truly rest our heart.
我们不觉得我们有力量。
And we do not feel that we have the strength.
因为安静不下来就没有智慧，没有智慧也就没有力量。
And so if we cannot calm ourselves down, then we have no peace. Without peace, we have no wisdom and strength.
我们要过着一个喜乐的人生。
And we need to live a joyful life.
这个能够帮助我们来 面对困难，面对挑战。
And that can help us to face challenges and difficulties.
哦，那我们的这种喜乐欢喜是不是神所喜悦的事情？
And this kind of joy and delight is something that pleases God.
哦，要面对着困难，面对着挑战呢，我们必须要常常有很多的那一种被启发感动。
And when facing the challenges and difficulties, we must often be inspired by God.
当我们觉得我被感动了，就好像有了一股的力量。
Whenever we feel that we have been moved or inspired, then we have that strength.
所以我们常常在生活当中，我们会有感动。
And this is why many times in our life we may have this movement.
但是我们要想一下，这个感动是从哪里来的？
But then we need to think to ourselves, where does this movement come from?
我们主要常常得到的是从神的爱而来的感动。
And what we need to gain from God all the time is this movement.
很多的时候我们是在听道理当中我们觉得感动。
And many times we feel moved or inspired during the time we listen to sermons.
这当然是很好很重要的一件事情。
And of course that is a very important, a very wonderful thing.
这代表着说我们真的很认真的在听道理。
And it means that you are very, you're paying a great attention in sermons.
讲道的人应该也是很认真的在准有认真的准备以及讲道理。
And the sermon speaker also had put in much time in preparing the sermon.
但是我们也不可否认的，有时候也会因为人的口才让我们觉得有感动。
Yeah, one thing we cannot deny that oftentimes is due to the eloquence of the speech of man that we feel this movement.
所以很重要的还是要有那种因为神的爱而有的感动。
So what is most important that we need to move through the love of Christ?
那我们在听道理当中，我们所听到的圣经的道理来做什么？
Yeah, so what do we do with the truth and the teachings that we hear during the sermons?
用神的道理来塑造我们。
Yeah, so we use the teachings and words of God to mold us.
从听道理当中，我们来修改调整我们自己。
Yeah, with listening to the teachings, then we learn how to fix and to adjust ourselves.
如果我们常常从这几方面我们来留意来实行。
Yeah, so we can always examine and to take notice from these different aspects.
这样我们才能够真的坚持信仰到底。
And then we can truly persist our faith until the end.
我们才能够真的勇敢的为主到底。
And we can truly be courageous for our Lord until the end.
我们才能够真的侍奉主到底。
And then we can truly serve our Lord till the end.
我们才能够真的存着盼望到底。
And we can hold on to this hope till the end.
那我们也一定能够面对来处理我们的挑战跟困难。
And we will know how to face and resolve our challenges and difficulties.
我们请看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章第十节。
1 Kings chapter 19 verse 10.Verse 10, he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
这个神问以利亚说，你在这里做什么？
Here the Lord asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
因为以利亚他进了一个山洞。
And for Elijah had entered into a cave.
那在第十四节在第十三节，神又问一次以利亚，你在这里做什么？
In verse 13, God again asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
那以利亚的回答还是跟上一次一样。
And Elijah replied in the same way.
请读十一节。
And let's read verse 11. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
15 节。
Verse 15. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. And when you get there, anoint Hazael, the Hazael king over Aram.
两次以利亚都回向神回答说：“我在为神大发热心。”
So both times Elijah replied to God, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, God Almighty."
那第一次神对他说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”
So the first time God said to him, "Go out and stand on the mountain before me."
那第二次以利亚又说：“我在为神大发热心。”
And the second time Elijah again said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord."
那神对他说：“你回去。”
And then God said to him, "Go back."
所以这个以利亚的大发热心呢、这个神是有给他另外的指示，把他修正一下。
Yeah, so for Elijah being very zealous for the Lord, God had given him a different instruction, to adjust this kind of mindset.
就是你为神发热心，不是在山洞里头。
And that if you want to be zealous for the Lord, you do not, show the zealous within a cave.
所以神第一次要他说，你出来，你站出来。
So therefore, the first time God told him to come out and stand on the outside.
那第二次神叫他说，你回去。
And the second time God told him to go back.
那其实这就是神给再给他机会。
And in fact, this is God giving him another opportunity.
有机会，那就是盼望。
And when you have an opportunity, then you have hope.
虽然神是用微小的声音对他说。
Even though God said this to him in a whispering voice.
但是出于神的就是机会，就是盼望。
But all that comes from God is a chance, is a hope.
那当然，以利亚所说的那一句话，我在为神发热心。这个也是，这个是对的。
And in fact, what Elijah said that I've been very, very zealous for the Lord is true and it's right.
这样的立志，这样的态度是对的。
And such kind of determination and attitude is correct.
只是说他在山洞里，在洞里头发热心，这个是不对。
And the only thing that is incorrect that he showed this zealousness within a cave.
所以保罗在罗马书里头也提到说，我们要这个心里火热来服侍神。
And therefore, Paul also in the book of Romans tells us that we need to, our heart need to serve God with a burning zeal.
那所以这一堂课啊，我的来分享第三个感想啊，就是这个火热的来服侍神。
And so in the session, I'd like to share with you my third reflection, that is to serve, the ministry zealousness.
既然这个这是保罗的勉励，所以我们朝这个目标，我们来努力。
And since this is an encouragement from Paul, so we will also strive toward this direction.
我们如何能够有一个热切的心来服侍神
？And so how are we able to have the zealous heart to serve our Lord?
然后我们再想一下，我们如何来维持这个热切的心
？And to think to ourselves as to how we can hold on to the zealousness.
请看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章五十节。
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 50. Verse 50, but I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
这里主耶稣主耶稣说，我有当受的喜，而且他为了这件事情，他是非常的迫切的，非常热切的。
Here Jesus said, but I have a baptism to undergo, and for this matter, I'm under great distress.
你是讲 distress 哈？那这个所当受的喜呢？我们知道就是指着那个十字架的十字架的苦悲。
And we know this baptism which he must undergo, represents the pain on the crucifixion.
主耶稣担负了所有世人的罪。
And for Lord Jesus had taken up the iniquities of mankind.
要代替世人来受刑罚。
And he should suffer this death for the sake of men.
那个所受的苦好像被水淹没一样。
And the suffering is as he had been swallowed up by water.
所以在这里主耶稣说，我有当受的喜。
Therefore, here Jesus said, I have a baptism to undergo.
我们有时候用这样来描述说，主耶稣把自己陷在这个十字架上。
And oftentimes we use this to describe how Lord Jesus had allowed himself to be crucified on the cross.
要能够有一个 火热的心来侍奉神。
And to have a zealous heart to serve the Lord.
啊，我们要有这样的心智，好像是将自己好像欢祭一样来献上。
And to serve Him, we must have this kind of mindset and heart to offer ourselves up as a burnt offering.
哦，这种的献祭就像主耶稣将自己献在十字架上一样。
And this kind of sacrifice is like in our Lord, where He offered Himself on the cross.
啊，我们稍微来想一下，当时他们是怎样来献这个欢祭
？So let us think about back then, how do they offer up the burnt sacrifice offerings?
哦，他们要用没有残疾的这个牛羊 来做献祭。
And they must use sheep or cattle without any blemishes.
哦，就是说，我们如果有心要来侍奉神，我们一定要好好的注意我们的灵修。
And that is, if we have the heart to serve our Lord, then we need to pay attention to our spirituality.
哦，我们啊要像是没有残疾的哦这个牛羊一样。来献在主的面前。
And we must be offered up to our Lord like in a perfect lamb.
哦，那这个要被献的牛羊啊，是带到神的面前。
And the animal to be sacrificed are brought to the presence of the Lord.
哦，他们不是带到偶像的面前。
And they're not brought to the presence of the idols.
哦，就好像早上祷告会我所讲的，我们要站在神的面前。
Just as I've assured in the morning prayer that we need to stand before God.
哦，那也不是在自己的面前。
And we do not stand in our own presence.
哦，这个被献祭的这些牛羊是带到神的面前。
And the animals to be sacrificed are brought to the presence of God.
哦，那要献祭的人将手按在头上。
And the person performing the sacrifice will lay hand on the animal.
哦，这是这个人的认罪。
And this is the repentance of this man.
哦，我们一个要热心服侍神的人，我们要常常反省自己。
And for a person who wants to serve God's zealousness, we need to often examine ourselves.
哦，常常在神的面前认罪悔改。
And to often repent of our sins before God's presence.
哦，这样子我们才能够真的热切的来侍奉我们的神。
And only by that can we truly serve our God zealously.
那这个被献的牛羊还要剥去他们的皮。
And you also need to peel off the skin or skin the animals to be sacrificed.
哦，我们要热心的侍奉神，哦，我们要渐渐的达到拿掉自己。
And in order to serve our God zealously, we need to reach the point where we can get rid of ourselves.
哦，因为我们要热心服侍神啊，所以我们也很看重我们的灵修。
And because we want to serve God, so we also pay attention to our spiritual cultivation.
哦，好的事情稍不留意，它就会被扭曲。
And we know a good thing if you do not take good attention, then it can be easily twisted.
哦，真的，我们有在灵修，所以我们真的在很多方面，我们也会比别人好。
And truly, if you do have a spiritual good spiritual cultivation, then you will be better than others in different aspects.
哦，那我们的好不是要让我们自意。
But this goodness of ours is not to allow ourselves to be to have pride in ourselves.
哦，我们的好不是要来啊，要来这个责备或者啊批评我们其他的人。
And this goodness is not to enable ourselves to criticize or look down on others.
哦，要剥掉皮，一方面表示我们没有自己，我们愿意完全的顺服。
And to skin the animals also represent that we need to lose this self and to submit to God.
哦，剥掉皮表示我们在一起工作当中，我们能够互相的尊重。
And to skin the animal also represents that we need to respect and honor one another within our servitude.
哦，那我们常常讲到主耶稣他顺服，甚至顺服到死在十字架上。
We often say the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ submitted to the point of dying on the cross.
哦，那这个牛羊还要切成块。
And these animals also need to cut up into pieces.
哦，当我们渐渐拿掉自己，我们就融入整个团队里头。
And once we have slowly get rid of the self, then we can immerse into this group.
哦，圣经里头有几次这样描述说，很多的人好像一个人。
In And many times, many places in the Bible describes how many people are like one.
要热心侍奉神，这也是一个重要的目标。
And this is also a very important goal in our servitude, in our wish to serve God zealously.
我们每一个人都可以很有恩赐。
So many, each one of us can be fully gifted.
的确，今天我们也看到，因为神的恩惠，好多许许多多的弟兄姐妹都很有恩赐。
And truly, today we also witness that out of the grace of God, many of our brothers and sisters are truly very gifted.
就好像在座的我们每一个人，感谢神，大家都蛮有神所赐的恩赐。
And just as all of us sit here, truly thank God that all of us have gifts from God.
但是常常我们是各做自己的事。
But many times we're doing our own individual tasks.
很多很多的时候看不到那种指向一个人。
But many times even when people working together, we cannot see the oneness.
那所以呢，不能达到那种所谓的火热的来侍奉神。
Therefore, we cannot achieve that goal of serving our Lord zealously.
就好像一块一块的那个炭火被分散开。
And just as all the coals have been separated, scattered.
它是烧着的。
And even though they're burning.
但是它是分散的。
But they are scattered.
但是如果每一块烧着的炭火都聚在一起。
But if you're able to gather all the scattered and the burning coals together,
那个才能够真发出真正的热来。
And only by that can it, put out a true fire.
所以我们要拿掉自己，融入整个团队里头。
And therefore, we need to take away the self and to merge into this oneness.
那这个牛羊啊，他们的内脏啊，跟他们的腿也都要清洗过。
And both the legs and the limbs of the animals need to be washed.
灵修的项目包括着我们的内心，包括着我们看得见的行为。
And the parts we need to spiritually cultivate includes both our inner heart and our behaviors.
听到常常是为自己来听。
And when we listen to the sermons, oftentimes it is for ourselves.
为了来反省自己。来看看自己还有没有该改进的地方。
For the sake of, we can examine ourselves whether or not there are still places where we need to improve.
听了之后不是只是这个在神面前承认自己的错误而已，而且要立志去改过。
After we have listened to the teachings, not only do we need to confess our sins, but also to make the determination to live a new life.
听了还不等于我们生活的一部分。
And only hearing upon it does not equate to a part of our lives.
真的行出来才是成为我们的。
Only after you have exercised, carried out the teachings, then those teachings will belong to you.
那最后那个牛羊的头要砍掉。
And lastly, you must cut off the head of the animal.
在热心的侍奉里头，一定会看到神的。这个神的同在，神的作为。
So within a fervent ministry, you will surely see the guidance and the abidance of God.
人性的倾向是会想当头。
And as a part of human nature, we all want to be the head or the leader.
我们知识上我们知道主耶稣是头。
And knowledge-wise, we know that our Jesus or Jesus Christ is the head.
但人性的弱点里头，我们也想当头。
As part of the human weakness of the human nature, we too want to be the head.
所以这个牲畜的头要把它砍掉。
Therefore, we must cut off the head of this animal.
这个还要将这个脂油来献上。
And not only that, also to offer up the fattened oil.
在当时这个脂油是最好的。
And that time this oil is considered the best.
最好的要归给神。
And you must offer up the best to God.
人常常很容易因为看到这个所做的事情会把荣耀来归给人。
And often time as men, we often give all the glory to God based on what we have seen.
因为人看到的是人，人没有看到神。
And because as men, we can only see men, we cannot see God.
那这个也是我们信仰生活里，我们在侍奉当中一个考验。
And this also serves as a test in our life of faith.
甚至我们自己有时候也会无意当中我们想要得着荣耀。
And even at times, unconsciously, we too want to gain this glory.
当一个人想要有那种想要得荣耀 的心的时候，这个侍奉就会打折扣。
And whenever a man starts to have this heart of wanting to have this glory, then our servitude may have some problems.
那种火热的心也会渐渐的没有。
And that kind of heart of fervency will also slowly diminish.
因为想要得荣耀，就会减入人与人之间的这种不和谐。
And so once you find yourself wanting to grasp hold of this glory, then you will slowly fall into this conflict between men.
人与人之间有不和谐，有冲突，那个火热的心就会减退。
And once there's this conflict between men, then this heart of fervency will slowly diminish.
最后这个牛羊要全部烧在祭坛上。
And at the end, this entire animal need to be burned on the altar.
我们要真的去认清楚，为神来侍奉，这个是最有价值、最有意义的。
And true enough, we need to have a clear understanding that serving our God is the most meaningful and the most meaningful thing.
人常常一定会去评论一下价值在哪里，意义在哪里。
And as men, we often evaluate where the meaning or the purpose lie.
常常这个价值、这个意义就成为力量，成为那个背后的力量，让我们心里火热。
And oftentimes, this value and this meaning or purpose will serve as a motivation behind the work or servitude.
那所以我们要看清楚，侍奉神这里头它的那种绝对的意义跟价值。
So we must see clearly and have a clear understanding of the absolute value and meaning purpose behind our servitude.
这样子我们在侍奉当中，我们才真的能够像这个欢祭的这个牛羊一样，这样来献上。
And only by that within our servitude, we can truly offer ourselves like this animal.
如何能够有一个火热的心来侍奉神
？So how are we able to have a zealous heart to serve our Lord？
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24.Verse 24, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
这保罗蒙主耶稣拣选的时候，主耶稣就已经告诉他要托付他什么事情。
And the moment that Paul was chosen by the Lord, God had entrusted him the mission he was to carry out.
他要成为外邦的使徒。
That he was to become a gospel apostle to the Gentiles.
他要为主耶稣去传扬主耶稣救人的福音。
He was to go out and preach the gospel of salvation to men.
那他主要的对象是那些非犹太人。
And his target of evangelism were the non-Jews.
所以保罗他就一直在他的这个工作上。
And therefore, Paul continued to remain in this field of work.
所以保罗他一直能够很火热的来侍奉。
This is also why Paul continued to serve God zealously.
所以如果我们要火热的侍奉神，我们要 on duty.
And so therefore, you want to serve God zealously, then we need to remain on our duties.
我们求神帮助我们去看见我们的恩。看见他所给我们的恩赐。
And we ask our God to help us so we may see clearly of our gifts.
这个教会、职务会，他也会去发现我们的恩赐。
We know the church council will also discover our gifts.
那甚至神也愿意继续不断的加添我们的恩赐。
We know God is also willing to continue to add on to our gifts.
所以我们要有一个愿意的心来担负教会交给我们的工作。
Therefore, we need to have a willing heart to take on the work entrusted by the church.
通常来讲，一个没有在 on duty 的人，他很难说，我还是火热的在侍奉神。
So commonly speaking, for a person who is not on duty, it is very hard for that person to serve God zealously.
比如说，以我自己来讲如果 这个教会说啊，陈传道你可以休息一个月，你都不用讲道。
I use myself as an example. If the church tells me that today, Preacher Chen, you can rest for a month without delivering any sermons.
啊，我想，我大概，啊，应该一定哈、啊、哈、啊，这我也是很软弱的人哈、啊，不会每一天都有换圣经。
And I know that myself, also being a very weak person, I will not read or study the Bible every day.
哦，我想如果我们坦白的话，一定好多人说陈传道，我跟你应该也是一样。
And if we say it very plainly, I believe many of us seated here will say that Preacher Chen, I'm just like you.
我们的宗教教育一季有十二课。
And we know within the religious education quarter, we have 12 lessons.
哦。那你是教员，你有没有那十二课你都真的去啊去看过或者去准备过
？And today, if you are a teacher, do you truly look over all the 12 lessons and study them？
好，我想至少我以前是那样子哈。我如果教第三课，我才会去准备第三课。
And I can speak for myself that before, if I am assigned to teach lesson three, then I will only look at lesson three。
哦。再认真一点的话，可能会把第二课、第五课稍微看一下。
But if I study a little bit harder, then I might look over lesson two and also lesson five.
啊，但是很多的时候啊，我就是只是准备第三课。
But many times I will only prepare for lesson three.
哦，所以啊，应该是啊，安排我讲更多课哈，我才会啊真的去。真的去努力了哈，去很认真的去把每一课都看了，都准备了。
So the truth is, if they had assigned me more lessons, then I would then spend the time to look through all the lessons.
哦，所以要 on duty， 你才会哦，这是人性哦，要 on duty 才会真正的去火热的侍奉神。
So it's part of human nature that only when you're on duty, then you will serve God zealously.
再来要。常常被神的话啊，神的话来造就我们。
And next is we must always be edified and benefited through the words of God.
请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's read Book of Acts, chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十五节。
Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 25. Verse 25. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately.Though he knew only the baptism of John.
这里讲到这个亚波罗啊，他是心里火热的啊，在传讲耶稣是救主。
So here says that Apollos he instructed in the will of the Lord and spoke fervently.
哦，那他为什么会这样心里火热
？So why was he able to have this fervency in his heart？
哦，因为他已经在主的道上受了教训。
For he had already been educated and taught in the words of God.
哦，所以。这个神的教训神的话语真的是啊，是充满着恩典充满着力量
So truly the words and teachings of God is full of grace and full of power
那再来我们如何来维持这个火热的心
And the next is how do we maintain this heart of fervency
当然刚才有提到我们要继续的 on duty
And I mentioned earlier that we must continue to be remain on duty
我们的工作可能会调整
，and perhaps there may be adjustment to our work.
哦，那但是不要让自己停下来。
But never allow ourselves to stop working.
哦，当然我们每个人只有每天只有二十四个小时。
So we know for each one of us, we only have 24 hours a day.
哦，那我们我已经讲过，我们生活的环境常常会改变。
And I've said this before that our environment is constantly changing.
哦、那所以有时候我们真的时间会比较少。
So there are times that we do find ourselves lacking time.、
哦、有时候我们发现说，有时候我们会说，因为我现在很没有时间，所以我暂时的推掉所有的工作。
So we may tell ourselves that I surely do not have time now, so I will push away all the tasks.、
哦、其实这样是很危险的。
But the truth is that it's a very dangerous move.、
哦、因为我们每一个人都有惰性。
And because we all have that laziness within us.、
哦、所以无论如何，我们一定要多少的，要一定要参与一些工作。
So no matter what, more or less, we need to participate in some type of holy work.、
哦、我常常在想那个寡妇的两个小钱。
And I often think of the two coins offered by the widow.、
哦、不一定等我们真的金钱上很贫穷的时候，我们才 才想到这件事情。
And we do not need to remind ourselves of this story only when we find ourselves in poverty.
哦，当我很软弱的时候，我来想这个事情。
I can also think of this when in time of weakness.
我所谓很软弱，有时候就是我很没有时间。
And what I mean by weakness is can refer to times when I have no time.
哦，我被很多的事情来占满我。占有了我的时间。
Yeah, many things have occupied up my time.
哦，这个就是我的一个软弱。
And that is one of my weaknesses.
哦，那我想到寡妇的两个小钱。
So I thought about the two coins offered up by a widow.
哦，我真的很没有时间。那我就只有三分钟祷告，我就祷告三分钟。
Yeah, when I truly do not have time, I only have 3 minutes to pray, then I will use that 3 minutes to pray.
哦，比起我的三十分钟、一个小时的祷告，三分钟算什么？
And so compared to my 30-minute or an hour prayer, what is that 3-minute? How can that 3-minute match up?
哦，我们很多时候我们就那就算了。
And because of that reasoning, then we would just not pray at all.
哦，等过一阵子，我再来三十分钟、一个小时的祷告。
Then after a while, whenever I have time, then I will make my 30-minute or an hour prayer.
哦，但是因为没有那三分钟啊，可能。好久好久就不会再有所谓的三十分钟一个小时。
But because you do not put in that 3 minutes, then maybe for a long while you never have the chance to make your 30-minute or an hour prayer.
哦，我们知道主耶稣他是说天父真神是看重，也很看重那两个小钱。
And we know that Lord Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, also placed great value on those two small coins.
哦，因为他很贫穷，所以呢，他只能够献那两个小钱。
Because she was poor, she was only able to offer up those two small coins.
因为我现在很软弱，所以我只能够祷告三分钟、五分钟。
And because I'm very weak now, so I can only offer up a 3 minute or 5 minute prayer.
因为我现在很软弱，所以我实在只能够看几节圣经节。
And because I'm very weak now, so I only have the time to read a few verses.
这个比起过去那种坚强的时候，真的是微不足道。
And compared to our past, when we were once strong in our faith, we know this is considered as nothing.
哦，但是对我们来讲是微不足道，但是天父却看它是很多的，是很宝贵的。
Even though it might seem as nothing to ourselves, but to our family father, it is something very precious.
哦，既然天父看重
，And since our family father values what we have done,
哦，所以他就会让我们很快的。再坚强起来。
And he will allow us to be strengthened very swiftly.
哦，他的帮助很快就来到。
And his help and aid will come very fast.
哦，就让我们能够调整自己，恢复我们过去的那一种我们想要有的生活。
And so that we may once again adjust ourselves to return to the life that we once had.
哦，所以纵然是在最软弱的时候，我们还是可以想尽办法的。来维持我们那个火热的心。
So even in the time of our weakest moments, we're still able to regain the heart of zealousness.
哦，就是从这个寡妇的两个小钱来给我们带来提醒跟启发。
And so the two coins from the widow can serve as inspiration and reminder for us.
那要维持火热啊，当然就是要弃除掉哦那些。让我们不能火热的事情。
And also, in order to maintain this fervency, you must rid yourselves of the things that will diminish this fervency.
我们请看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章十一节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 11. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness.What eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter.
生活当中的这种软弱或者错误啊，会让我们失去火热。
Another weaknesses and mistakes in our life will cause us to lose this fervency.
所以我们必须要去发现。我正在软弱中，甚至我正在错误中。
And therefore, we need to discover and realize that we're now standing in the midst of this weakness and mistake.
所以常常的借着道理来反省自己，这个是必须的。
And so it is necessary that we constantly examine ourselves through the teachings of the Bible.
所以那个炭火啊，你要用什么东西把它散一下。
And so we know when you are flaming up the coals, you need to do something to stir up the wind.
所以会有一些 一些灰尘就灰掉了。
So we can see some of the ashes flying away.
哦，所以你就发现那个火又火啊，那个火又旺起来了。
So once again, you see that the fire is burning.
哦，所以在生活当中，我们也会有那些啊，那些应该把它除掉的。
And that is why in our lives there are also things that we need to get rid of.
啊，所以常常的反省。这个是一定必要，一定是必须的。
So it is crucial and necessary that we are constantly examining ourselves.
再怎么的忙碌，也要静下心来，稍微想一下。
And no matter how busy you may be, you need to quiet yourselves down to examine yourselves.
不能完全的扫尽，一点一滴的来把它扫尽，也会把它扫完的。
And if you cannot do it all at once, then you can do it step by step. Eventually, you will accomplish it.
通常在火热的时候也是很喜乐的。
And oftentimes during fervency, you also find yourself in great joy.
那所以如果要维持一个火热的心，
Therefore, in order to maintain a fervent heart,
这个喜乐的心是必须要有的。
And you also need to have this joyful heart.
当我们在侍奉当中渐渐没有喜乐，那这个就是一个信号。
If we slowly lose this joy within our servitude, then that is a sign to us or signal to us.
渐渐没有喜乐，接下来就是失去那个火热的心。
Once you slowly lose your joy, then the next is that you will lose this heart of fervency.
那如何有一个喜乐的心
？So the question is, how do we have a heart of joy?
我想我们也常常在想，常常在讨论。
And I believe this is a question we often ask ourselves and discuss amongst ourselves.
那常常去回想一下，当我们在讨论的时候，如何有一个喜乐的心。
Yeah, so you think back to our discussion as to how we can gain this heart of joy.
我们常常为了圣功求神带领，求神成全。
Many times for the sake of holy work, we ask God to abide with us and to fulfill this holy work.
我们再加上一样，求神让我们在侍奉当中有喜乐的心。
If we add on top of that to ask God to grant us a heart of joy and a servitude.
因为这个喜乐也是可以从神那边来祈求的。
And because this heart of joy can also be asked and inquired from God.
有一个喜乐的心，那个侍奉就会是火热的。
And once you can have a heart of joy, then your servitude will be a joyful one.
那再来，如何维持火热的心
？So the next is how to maintain a fervent heart.
就是我们立志愿意为神来为神来。付上代价为神来受苦。
That is, we'll make the determination to pay this price and to suffer for our Lord.
我们请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24. 24, and I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I filled up in my flesh,what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
当我们说为主受苦，
when we speak about suffering for our Lord,
我们一定要跟为人，为弟兄姐妹，甚至我们慕道朋友来受苦，把它连在一起。
And we must relate it to our suffering for both the church and our brothers and sisters.
常常我们是我愿意为主耶稣受苦，但是我不一定愿意为某些人受苦。
And so often we say that we're willing to suffer our Lord, but we're not willing to suffer for our brothers and sisters.
这个从主耶稣来看，这个是矛盾的。
But from the standpoint of the Lord, this is unreasonable.
你如果愿意为主耶稣受苦，你就是愿意为弟兄姐妹或者慕道朋友来受苦。
If you're willing to suffer for the Lord, then you should be willing to suffer for the brothers and sisters as well.
为什么我们会失去火热服事的心
？So why is it that today we will lose this heart of fervency to serve?
因为我们不愿意为人受苦。
Because we are unwilling to suffer for men.
但是我们嘴巴里头讲着我愿意为主耶稣受苦。
But our lips will proclaim that we are willing to suffer for the Lord.
当我们不愿意为人受苦，我们就没有再为主耶稣受苦。
But the point that we stop, when we lose that willingness to suffer for men, then we are no longer willing to suffer for the Lord.
那没有愿意为主受苦的心，就不会有火热的侍奉。
And when you do not have the heart to suffer for the Lord, then you will not have a fervent ministry.
我们最后看哥林多前书十五章。
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse
58.
58. 58, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我们常常会互相提醒说，我们只是很感谢的来回报主所以我们来侍奉主。
And we often remind ourselves and tell ourselves that because we want to repay God, so we serve Him.
所以我们没有什么要求。
And so we have no requirement or conditions at all.
但是神啊，他绝对不会欠我们。
But we know for sure that God will never owe us anything.
虽然我们不敢要神回报我们什么。
Even though we dare not to ask God to reward us or repay us with anything.
但是保罗的经验是神一定会神是一定会回报我们的。
But the experience of Paul tells us that God will surely reward us.
所以说保罗说在主里面的劳苦是不突然的。
Therefore, Paul here said that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
这个就是真正的价值意义的所在。
And that is where the true value and true purpose lies.
愿主耶稣继续带领帮助我们。
And may the Lord continue to guide and bless us.
让我们都能够面对我们生活当中的挑战跟困难。
So we will all be able to face all the challenges and difficulties in our lives.
他帮助我们总是有一个火热的心来侍奉他。
We ask Him to help us, so we will always serve Him with a zealous heart.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in one accord.